with college and career preparation as well as academic support, primarily in the STEM areas. We are partnered with 9 school districts across the state, from as far north as Gary Community Schools, through the Heartland, with Warren Central and IPS to the south, and with Greater Clark Community Schools. We are part of the nationwide Gear Up cohort model, using research-based practices to support the graduating classes of 2022 and 2023. We provide a combination of in-school and out-of-school academic support and enrichment opportunities for students, educators, and families. While we have focused primarily on those STEM areas, we also provide support for social-emotional learning, community engagement, as we support young people along their college and career pathway. This is the first time that Purdue University has been awarded the 7-year Gear Up grant. We look forward to working to being community partners across Indiana and working with the governor's office to reapply for another Gear Up round of funds in 2023. We look forward to continuing our work with schools and communities to identify and support students' needs as of this moment. I don't think he could make it tonight, but I don't work alone at Muncie Central. I'm the regional director, and I have a building coordinator, and that's Jacob Buning, a second-year math teacher. And he is in charge of all of the after-school programming on Wednesdays and Thursdays, where we do tutoring and STEM activities for kids. And also, I take care of Monday and Tuesday credit recovery after school for students that also need help with that as they're working towards credits for graduation. We have tutors in the classrooms now. We also have tutors after school. So these are retired teachers that are able to give back and give their time to help out students that have needs during the day. And we all know how busy teachers can be, and sometimes they can't get to every student. And so we try to get teachers into the classrooms that need them. And so we're constantly working on that part of it. Let me just keep going here. So just to reiterate, our after-school program is Mondays and Tuesdays from 3:15 to 5:15, credit recovery, and on Wednesdays and Thursdays from 3:15 to 5:15, tutoring and STEM activities. One of the things that we're involved with is the Scholar Success Program, and you got this in your packet. This also ties in with 21st Century Scholars, and our partnership with the schools, also with Project Leadership and Tammy Pearson, as they put on FAFSA Labs, as they do the 21st Century Scholar signups and help those kids get through. These are 12 required steps that the kids have to take, 3 as a freshman, 3 as a sophomore, 3 as a junior, 3 as a senior, to get them through to graduation and then on into their either college or career. So like this year, one of the things for the juniors is to take the SAT exam. Well, the state has made that very easy for us because every junior will take the SAT exam this year in replacement of the old ISTEP test. And so it's kind of a good thing for us because it's hard to track down that many kids to make sure that they've taken that test. But we are definitely working on that and working towards getting all those kids to get all their scholar success points that they need, especially for 21st Century Scholars. We also have a nice thing built into our block schedule where we have 30-minute advisory periods every day, and those are broken down mostly by grade class. So if we need to see seniors, we can either meet them where they are in their advisory class, or we can pull them down to the auditorium very quickly for a quick meeting to let them know things that need to be done or whatever. So I just feel like with the block schedule and the way it's built this year, that'll definitely help us out. It's interesting, when I first got here a little over a month ago, one of the first things they said was that College Go Week will be coming up. It's next week. And they said, you got to plan something, to get ready for College Go Week and then maybe do some things during College Go Week. So one of the things that we did, and there's another thing that came in the packet, Gear Up has a thing called the Scholarship Exploration Guide. And within that is help in writing their insight essays. Every college wants an essay to be a part of their scholarship application. We all know how hard it is to write essays. especially to be succinct and have them say exactly what you want to say in a short amount of time. So tomorrow and Thursday, we will have the college and career specialist from Gear Up. We'll be here in two of our senior English classes, the two teachers that have the most seniors. We also have four other senior English teachers that will also be working on this. But she'll be in there team teaching with our teachers to make these essays happen in a very quick fashion. While they have time, they'll also go through some of the scholarship find type activities. So where do you want to go to school? How do you find how to get to that college application? How do you write a resume? How do you put a cover letter together? How do you find your college transcript when you need it? All those things are part of what we do at Gear Up. And so we're just really excited about the opportunities that we have to do that. We're also jumped right on board with Renee Baldwin. She teaches, CTE classes for us at Central. She told me one day, she says, Tom, she says, I'm working on the same things you are. SAT prep, ASVAB prep, scholarship find, writing essays. And I was like, whoa, we need to partner with you. So we met via Zoom with her and our college and career specialist, and we're able to let her know all the different things that we have to help her out, including this packet that I just showed you as one of the types of things. She was ecstatic, and now she's able to use that stuff and not have to come up with it on her own. And so we just felt great that we could kind of just come along and partner with her in her endeavors that are helping our students also. And then along those lines, we're going to be a pilot school for a new intervention program where we're finding those bubble kids. Those are those kids that are kind of in the middle, that maybe their grade went from an A to an F or a B to a D. What happened to them? So we want to start meeting with them. Our counselor is going to start meeting with those kids, juniors and seniors, to find out, is there something we can do to help? And we're going to work and see if it's in-class tutoring, if it's our after-school programs, or what kind of resources that we can get to those kids so that they can kind of get themselves pulled back up so that they can get to that next level. And we're pretty excited about being the pilot program for that. Also, every junior and senior will receive these timelines and checklists. I don't know about you, but when I was graduating from high school, all I knew was that I was supposed to take the SAT test, and then I was supposed to show up at Ball State to go to school. I didn't realize that there was all this other stuff that I was supposed to take care of, and even as long ago as I graduated from high school, there was stuff to take care of that I just didn't know about. And so they'll each get a paper copy of this, but if you can kind of see this, there's all kinds of blue all over this. And those are hyperlinks. Those are hyperlinks to places that the kids can go online to find help for each of those things. And so along with that lines, they'll also get these forms through Schoology, which will allow them then to just go and click on the hyperlinks to help them out. So we're excited about being able to give our kids those opportunities also. On September the 29th, I can't take credit for this one because the regional director before me had already set this up, but we're doing a student SAT boot camp, and that's for about 100 chosen juniors and seniors that will get 3 hours of SAT prep on the 29th in the morning from an outside group that Gear Up takes care of. It's amazing the amount of kind of money that they, in their grant, that they kind of put into the systems that they're involved with. I'm sure it's $4,000 or $5,000 worth of professional development that these businesses charge, but these students will then, they'll get a better idea of what it means to take the SAT test and hopefully guide them to that next time they take it, that they'll have a lot more success. Also, we already spoke of project leadership, but we will partner with them when they do their FAFSA labs at school. Those are the days that they are in school all day long, helping students and parents fill out the FAFSA. The most exciting day of my life, don't tell my wife that, but the most exciting day of my life was the last time I filled out a FAFSA form. They're almost impossible to fill out, and We give parents and students as much help as they need to get that done so that they can get the most money to go to college. And another thing that I found when I got to Central was this cart with a lock on it. I'm like, what the heck is this? Well, I come to find out by just talking to people that it's a Maker cart. And inside of this is, I don't know, 40 or 50 iPads that are already programmed for the Maker kits that we have available at school for teachers. And so those are how to make, you know, you can make a solar car in your class. You can make a hot air balloon. You can build straw buildings. There's just all these different Maker kits. They come with facilitator's guides. They come with instructional videos. So we're jumping right on board with teachers, especially in the STEM areas, where these kits will help them the most. And so just the ability to do that with our teachers and know that they've been doing it for the last 2 or 3 years as the kids have come through as freshmen, sophomores, and on up. And so we will definitely continue to do that. And then we also have a student parent specialist, Toni Mallett. She came on board about 6 months ago, and she is already working with parents in our community to help with parent engagement in the school system. So just kind of look forward to maybe seeing some things down the road that are happening. We're hoping to maybe partner with neighborhood groups and those types of things so that we can get the word out. What do we do? How can we help you? Those types of things. And so Toni would be a big part of that. And then starting in October, and it's interesting because I just don't think that most of this stuff is known as to what Gear Up actually has to offer. But in October, they're going to start 7 weeks of one day a week training in ASVAB prep, SAT prep, and college readiness. These are virtual courses. They start at 5 o'clock on a Monday, a Tuesday, or a Wednesday, and we'll have that information out to the kids. And so even at home, the kids can work on, you know, getting ready for their SAT test or getting ready for their ASVAB test. It'll be 7 weeks, and it leads right into the first date, November 18th, of our first ASVAB test. And if you don't know what that is, the military kind of puts that test on for us because it basically helps them figure out where kids plug in as far as, you know, what they would do in the military. But they're really great tests to find out where our kids are, but they're timed. And so you got less than a minute to answer these math questions. And so kids are very anxious and very uptight when they're taking this test. So we're thinking anything that we can do to help them through the process before the test happens will be very good for them. And we also have packets that we'll be passing out to our ROTC classes, teachers, and some other teachers that also has some ASVAB prep stuff in it. So I think it'll be very good for all of them. And then finally, that's a lot. There's a lot more because I'm not saying it. I can't tell you all of it. But we have free online tutoring with a group called Tutor.com. It says right here in the brochure that we'll give to kids, 24/7 on-demand access to expert tutors in just a few minutes. They have a drop-off review service for writing assignments. You have a big essay coming up. You can actually upload it, send it to Tutor.com. They will edit it, kind of grade it a little bit, and then give you some pointers on how to make it a little bit better or what you need to change. So I think that'll be an excellent thing for students as they go through that. They have self-study practice quizzes. They have AP exam test prep activities. And they can help you learn or understand what your homework assignment is. And I think that a big part of homework, especially in some of our upper-level classes, it can be very tough. And then you're at home, you don't have a teacher with you. Tutor.com can certainly help with that. So in closing, I'd just like to say that we're here for our cohort group and their teachers. That's the 2022 and 2023 classes as of right now. And I would say that, and I've said this before, but most educational programs that come into schools ask something of the school. They ask something of the teachers. Hey, we need you to do this. We need you to do that. I come in and I say, hey, I've got all this stuff. Do you want to use it? And it's just an amazing way to kind of partner up with the teachers in our building. And so I'm so happy to have been asked to be a part of this. And the great thing was is that I got to stay in Muncie and at Muncie Central because I work right out of that building. So I don't know if there's any questions, but I hope I've hit on just about everything that you kind of needed to hear.
Mr. Oil.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate this. So the tutors, I see you've got the online, but do you also have, did you mention you have some in the school?
We've, so far we have vetted and hired five retired teachers to work in the building. Some of them are during school, so a couple of them are just after school, and we are looking, actively looking for more. One of the things that we're going to partner with is with Ball State to see if we can't get some of their upper-level students to come into our building during the school day, during their free time, however they can get here, to help out in some of the AP classes and the dual credit classes and those types of things. The great thing is they're fully vetted by Purdue University, and it's an amazing vetting process. So, but yes, we would like to get more people involved. We actually have money to pay tutors for 90 hours a week total. A tutor could actually do 30 hours a week if that's what they wanted to do, up to 1,000 hours a year. So if you wanted to come in and be a tutor after school, you could literally work up to 1,000 hours a year. So they do have money. It's through a federal grant, and we hope to put that in people's hands that can actually help us out.
So you may have answered my second question. So the grant source is a federal grant that's actually submitted to Purdue.
It's a Department of Education.
Department of Education.
Federal
you
grant.
May have said that.
Okay. Purdue went through the process of applying for that grant and then became the overseer of the grant in Indiana.
Nice. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
One question. Sure. I want to ask, just SAT boot camp on the 29th. So how do you select those 100 students?
Well, I wasn't involved with the selection, but I will tell you this. If Shaka Griffin wants to be a part of that, we will get him involved. but I think they looked at kids that would be successful or that needed a little bit of a push to be successful with that test. You know, you can't save everybody, and you can't help everybody at one time. But there was a limit on the number of people that could get in there. But I do know that we've added three or four that have been requested. And I just think it's a great thing because, once again, when I went and took the SAT, and maybe everybody in here that took the SAT, you didn't know anything about it. You didn't know what you were doing. You didn't know how to answer the questions. And that's what they kind of go through. They're not drilling you on content during this. They're drilling you on test taking and that type of thing. And I think it's really helped kids out.
Tom,
Tom, you mentioned the bubble kids.
Yeah.
And I know you're fresh here, but what would those numbers be, and how would those compare, you know, for instance, a kid who has seen significant deterioration in grade? Are we sensing anything there?
Well, one of the things is for this intervention, it will be for those kids that are just kind of in that group. There's a group that hardly has any, you know, maybe credits towards graduation. That's a different group that we have to help in a different way. One of those things is getting them to school, you know, but that's everybody's working on that. But basically, it's just looking at kids and what their grades were, you know, last semester, this semester, that last 9 weeks, this 9 weeks, and just kind of finding out where they land. You know, some kids, you don't even have to worry about them. You just look across the line, and their grades are up, 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 up. Then all of a sudden, you see that one red flag. Okay, there's a bubble kid. And then you just kind of go down through all of the kids that are juniors and seniors.
Thank you.
Any additional questions for Mr. Lyons? Thomas, great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Glad to be back doing something. And
very glad to have you. Okay. And it's important work. And
well, thank you.
I'm glad you're here and with us still and in the world of education. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Dr. Krakowski.
Well, one of the words you heard Tom say frequently was the word partners. And that's what we're so grateful for in Muncie Community Schools, the number of community partners that join us to work to help our kids be successful. This week, I'm leading the High School Collaborative Action Network, CAN Group, with the George and Francis Ball Foundation. Tom was able to join me for that meeting along with many other community partners and then people from the high school, where we're all trying to work together in the same direction to make sure that all of our students are successful. So, Tom, nice job, and we're thankful you're in your role that you're in. This week also, Chuck Dylan and I were very excited to start our day out on at Monday morning at Southside Middle School, where we were able to welcome our new middle school principal, Misty Dorito. And so we'll be learning more about her when it's time for the HR report. If you haven't paid attention, Channel 6 has done a couple news releases or news shows about us. That one was about our partnership with President Mearns, Jim Williams, and myself. We all spoke about since Ball State University became a partner with Muncie Community Schools and the tremendous progress that we've made. We also had a newscast on the dual language program at Westview Elementary School. And then finally, we're going to have one about with our high school on our dual language or our dual credit courses that we have. So that one is going to, Andy's coordinating that to take place, I think, this week. So Andy's making sure all of those links get on our website. So if you haven't had a chance to view them, that's a great place for you to be able to see them. Friday is our big day. It's our count day. We have two official count days, one in the fall, one in the spring. This year, the Department of Ed has a new system for collecting data. And so rather than doing an upload with our report, they actually get into our student information systems and they pull the data for those official counts, and that's how we're funded. And so if there's any errors in any of the cells, it comes back as an error and it doesn't count. So you can imagine that we have been spending a significant amount of time making sure all that data looks good and is clean. And the Department of Ed has been very helpful with us to work through some of the issues. So that has been a significant amount of time this last couple weeks. And then finally, we're excited on Friday, we have our Innovation Summit. It is going to be for all of our teachers, a virtual experience. And so I know that you all have schedules, and if you can participate in any of the sessions, we know it will be a great day for our teachers.
Kitzelman Foundation.
Oh, yes. The Kitzelman Foundation, which I haven't received the official notice yet, but we submitted a grant to the Kitzelman Foundation to help support our learning management system, Schoology, that our students use. And they also contributed a little bit to support our summit as well. And so that total contribution to us was $20,000.
Yeah, so that's good news.
I just shared some information with President Mearns. You know, we've been tracking since the partnership the contributions from foundations and not-for-profits, as well as all the competitive grants that we've written. And right now we're at about $7.5 million. And so we are, very proud of all the people that are having faith in us with the work we're doing.
Yeah, that's remarkable, and that's... That $7.5 million is separate and apart from the other donations out of Delaware County, but that $7.5 million is Delaware County money that has come in to support MCS and our students. So that's a remarkable figure. Any questions for Dr. Kay? Okay. And again, for the benefit of folks here, we have had a policy since the outset of our taking over in July of 2018 requiring speakers to sign in. It is placed by the agendas. If you wish to come back to the next meeting and sign in, we limit speaking to 3 minutes per session. We shut it down at 5 o'clock. So that's, you know, I know this is many of your first meetings, but it was right next to the agenda, showed very specifically Board of Trustee public speakers, speaking time limited to 3 minutes. So if you wish to come back to the next meeting, please feel free to do so.
Point of order.
There's no point of order at this point.
Yes, there is. The public wants to speak. It wants to speak on the budget, on taxes, and how are you using stimulus funds?
No, not tonight. There was no.
Can you sign up?
Pardon me?
What time can you sign up?
You can start signing up at 4:30. Okay. Pardon me. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. I would show for the record that all are present except for Brittany Bales, whose son is having a medical issue this evening. We are on to then the consent agenda. And Misty DeRita, did I pronounce that correctly? Mm-hmm. Our new principal at Southside, welcome.
Good evening, and I wanted to thank you all for having me here this evening, and most importantly, for having me at Southside Middle School. I'm super excited to be on board, and spent the last 2 days there, jumping right in, and just wanted to express to you guys as well that the support system that you have put in place at the school is absolutely amazing. You have a lot of people and a lot of great seats in that building. And just in 2 days, I feel like it's home already, and you know, I expressed that in my interview, and as I'm working with the team, that it has a homely feel there. Lots of work to be done, and we know that you know, from data, but we also know that there's the right people are there to do that, and to do what's best for kids there. So I'm super excited to be on board and begin my journey here at Muncie Community Schools.
Okay, any questions for our new principal? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I actually grew up just south of here, between Muncie and Richmond, kind of out in the country. And I relocated to the Purdue area for a while and began my teaching career and administration career up there at a K-8 charter school. Moved back down to Indianapolis, where I worked in the Turnaround Academies for 6 years. I held about every position there you could imagine. I went back to teaching for a little bit, and I think that was probably the most humbling experience I had in a long time, teaching urban students. I did a Dean of Operations position, took a principal's position, was their executive director for a bit. And as they transitioned back to the state, I was a principal down in Martinsville for a year before coming back up this way towards my family and my support system, and obviously wanting to get back to some urban community work that I greatly missed this past year.
Okay. Any additional questions? Welcome, and we're glad to have you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We have other items in the consent agenda. Want to recognize some of our retirements. We have longtime service, Rita Kuhn from 6th grade Northside Middle School, 22 years. Mark Scott, Central High School, a science teacher at the end of the school year, 35 years. Larry Alexander, special ed teacher, 16 years, again at the end of the school year. We have Brent Tender, physical education teacher, Northside Middle School, 26 years. So I want to thank all of those teachers for their service to Muncie School. Want to take a moment and recognize some of our donors. Books A Million donated $4,200 worth of books to the district locally, and that was Books A Million's promotion. Local patrons of Books A Million purchased those. Southside Middle School Panther Pantry received $2,236 in donations from a variety of folks. So those continue to be important parts of our efforts at MCS. So thank you to those donors. Any questions concerning the other matters in the consent agenda?
Move approval.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Mr. Durham, financial report.
Thank you. Included in your board packet was the monthly financial report for the actual results of August. I'm always pleased to report we received our state basic grant in the month of a little over $3.3 million, still expecting to receive just under $40 million of state basic grant for this calendar year 2021 of about $39.7 million. Obviously, we mentioned earlier about the state basic grant. That helps determine our total state basic grant revenue for the fiscal year from July 1 of 2021 through June 30 of 2022. We do have two ADM count days, one in September and one in February. Total cash balance for the month ending at the end of August was a little over $31.8 million. That's up $3.9 million from the start of the year. That's our total checkbook balance. Still expecting to have a total checkbook balance at the end of December of a little over $31.5 million, still expecting to be in a surplus position for the education fund at the end of 2021. Also, always like to report, we still are paying back our $12 million state loan from the state of Indiana at the arranged rate of $50,000 a month. That is down to $11.3 million. Also, pleased to report, still our rainy day fund is still we've got that pushed up to $9.4 million with expectation also to make that higher by the end of December. So fund balances are going well. Obviously, four more months till the end of this calendar year to get the snapshot for your total fund balances. Appropriation spending, how we are against the original budget for education, debt service, and operation. Still doing well with what our remaining appropriations are. Always like to put the cash balance graphs in there that just show what our fund balance is and how it has gone higher. And that really kind of concludes my report. We did have 538 employees at the end of August. I think right now we're about 543. So that's just very similar to where we were last year at this time. So that concludes my report for the August financials.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Durham regarding the financial report from the board members?
Move to accept.
Second. Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Mr. Durham, we have in our packet the budget adoption. Last meeting we had the public meeting on the budget, and now you're up for the 2022 budget.
Sure, I'll just give you a brief summary of what we do tonight called the budget adoption. At the board meeting tonight, we'll adopt the 2022 budget and tax levy for the Department of Local Government Finance. These resolutions are to approve our 2022 capital project plan, our 2022 bus replacement plan, our reduction authority granted to myself to be able to correct any errors or correct any issues with the State Department of Local Government Finance, who reviews our budget, the actual resolution to adopt the budget on Form 4, the carryover encumbrance resolution number 5, and then the temporary borrowing interest in case of any emergency. That's also included there as well. So those are the summary resolutions. We're asking permission for the school board to approve tonight to adopt the budget.
Any questions for Mr. Durham? This is consistent with what we had last week.
That is correct.
Our last meeting, correct.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any additional questions? Okay. All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, and for purposes of where we are, we're continuing to have running a balanced budget now and have done so since 2018, correct?
Yes, that is correct, as we have in an education fund surplus position a little over $12 million in that particular fund. And that includes being able to set aside most all the money we receive from the state of Indiana's in a rainy day fund. So okay. We have certainly been able to maintain that positive cash flow position that we all wanted to do.
Okay. We are now, that having been approved, we have the issue on the extracurricular activities and those stipends.
Okay.
You have those in your packet. Mr. Grome, your cover note has gone over those, and I believe those were relatively self-explanatory. Unless anyone has any questions, we'll proceed to act on that request.
May I just say one thing?
Sure.
So with the ECAs, this is something that we're going to do a deep dive this year to get a good understanding of not only around Delaware County, but other school districts similar to us. And this year we made adjustments based on some that we saw that were lower than all those other areas. But we know that this is an area that we want to focus on in the future to come back and give some other rates. So if any people are watching and they receive an ECA, we want them to know that, you know, this is one of the projects of HR this year, actually, is to really get a good understanding about ECA funds and stipends.
Okay. Any additional questions for Mr. Drum or Dr. Kay? I'm assuming the athletic director was involved in, at least made aware, and Dylan, you were on board as well, correct?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Any questions from the board members regarding the ECA? Okay. To entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Mr. President, I think it's important that we make sure that we express our gratitude to all of the ECA folks, even though they're listed with numbers next to them.
Right.
In almost all cases, they go above and beyond trying to enrich the educational experience with the kids, and that goes a long way to the overall education process. So I think we certainly want them to know we appreciate their time.
We absolutely do. So thank you to all those ECA folks. Oftentimes it's less than minimum wage. So we have next on the agenda the EWA project, which was put out for bid. Mr. Jerome.
Yes, thank you. Included in your board packet is the permission to award a construction manager as constructor contract. And what we're asking the school board tonight is to award the contract and accept a proposal from the construction manager as constructor firm. It's called Core Construction and CGA Associates from Indianapolis. We're awarding this contract to them. They will help us with the planning, design, and construction of these two elementary buildings that we will convert from currently open concept to an arrangement that will have doors, walls, and a very much needed improvement in those buildings. The Board of Trustees is happy to hear that the funds for these projects come from federal funds. They come from East Washington Academy from federal ESSER II funds. The funds for Southview Elementary will come from federal funds for ESSER III. And this particular project and the team that we had that reviewed these bids, and we actually interviewed the construction manager as constructor, Jim Lowe, and myself, as well as two of our architects from Schmidt Associates. So I guess I'd pitch it over to Jim if he'd like to add anything about this process or what we would expect with a construction manager as constructor.
So for those who may not be familiar with the process, they submit a proposal, firms that are interested, responding to the RFQ, and then we interview. And based upon criteria that we issue to those firms before they submit their proposals, we evaluate who is the best. And I tell you, all interviews were excellent. It was really tough coming down who would be the best firm, but I think the one we've selected here had the best phasing plan, and to me, that's what made the decision for me, is they have approached this in a way that minimized the disruption to those two buildings. So I'm anxious to get started.
Yeah, yeah, and it'll hit the ground running almost as soon as we finish this, starting this week, to help us with the planning, because you're talking about an $8 million EWA project and an estimate for Southview of about $7 million. The timeline is very tight, and they will start helping with the phasing of how they do this reconstruction. A very rough timeline would expect bids to come back to the school board probably as early as November of 2021 for EWA, and then probably construction could start in some of the phases in December of 2021, perhaps, at EWA. And for Southview Elementary, they've told us the potential phasing might be able to start in the summer of 2021. But the whole goal is, you know, you're trying to finish those projects by December of 2024 for Southview and December of 2023 for EWA. That's when the time runs out on those grants. But
okay.
And I'm not sure in that you hear that we're going to do EWA first.
Yes.
And then we'll transition to the other facility, so there's even less disruption to what's going on with the students.
Okay. Any additional questions regarding the recommended action in front of the board?
Move approval.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Dr. Reynolds, are you ready?
Yes, great. Thank you. Good evening. I'm coming before you this evening to ask for approval for the contract with Curriculum Associates to purchase the iReady Benchmark Adaptive Assessment and the Personalized Learning Program for the 2021 school year. Just as a quick review, that iReady assessment is a formative assessment that is designed to help teachers inform their instructional practices and really get down to what the student knows, do a good benchmark assessment on where the student is, what kind of growth they've made from the beginning, middle, to the end of the year. And then the second piece of that, which you'll see in the board packet, is an adaptive learning program. So based on how the student does on the assessment, it creates a personalized learning pathway for the student to give them much-needed remediation or enrichment opportunities so that they can build on their knowledge.
Okay. So the administration's recommending that this be purchased.
And if I would too, Mr. Williams, it is split funded. We would use our state offers a IDOE assessment grant, and then also we will pay the balance with our Title I federal funds for the personalized learning.
Okay, and it looks like it's priced per school, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions regarding the assessment? Okay. Need a motion for it.
Move for approval.
Have a motion.
Second.
Been seconded. All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, we'll show that having passed. I don't have any dialogue. Does anybody else have anything tonight?
I don't.
Okay. So at this point, any media questions, any media outlets here? Okay. Don't see any media, so would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So be it. Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
We will stand adjourned.